Okay, Rashi is Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Bava Kama. Okay, so Rashi Dibur Hamaschel Lotze Sidei Shemayim. Okay, somebody want to read it?
But given the Kol Modi Devadai Gazli, so we talk about the Resha.
The Resha, right?
Lo Nafik Sidei Shemayim. Ah, the Oved Hashavah.
Right, because he's Moda that he definitely stole it.
Right.
So therefore, what? So he can't be Yotzei Dei Shemayim until what?
Until he returns it.
Until he returns it. Okay, go ahead.
The Seifa, but the Seifa, which is talking about whether the Suffolk, whether even he took it or he borrowed whatever. Hoel, below Gazlan Yoda, below Nigzal Yoda, Leika Shum Tainas Bari. So Lot Sorach, the Mefak Dei Shemayim.
Very cryptic. Why? What does Rashi say here? It's interesting. I want to take a totally different approach, abandon the approach that we had until now. Okay? Yeah. The lashon of the Mechaber is also interesting. Because what does the Mechaber say in the first sermon and and Toyin Vidin Nalacha Yud. What is he? We have it, right? I think the Machaber is trying to explain it. In Ayin Hey Yud. Ayin Hey Yud. Yeah. Lo Tavo Adam Ela Me'atzmo Amalach Avero Hil Visani O Ifkarato Etzli O Gizalticho V'eini Yodeya Im Hechzarati Loch Pata V'im Bo Lo Tzei Shidei Shemayim Chai V'shala Avol Im Amar Eini Yodeya Im Hil Visani O Im Ifkarato Etzli O im gizalticham ho lu b'lo tviyas odom amar kain potaraf. What does it mean ho lu b'lo tviyas odom amar kain? That the reason is because there's no tviyah. I mean, in the first case there's no tviyas odom either, and he's chayef, right? We got stuck on that lashon right away, right? I think the Mechaber is ingeniously explaining what Rashi's saying.
First case was
where he says that I definitely stole, but I'm not sure if I paid back. So there we say that he's potter, but Bolot's station mine is chayev. See, what is Rashi saying? I think the Mechaber is interpreting Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, ho, velo gazon yodam, velo nigzon yodam, leka shum tainis bari, or should be, vil leka shum tainis bari, lo tzorach le meit bakidei shemayim. And that's what the Mechaber is saying. So what does it mean? He means that Rashi is explaining that there's no gavra. There's a lack of a gavra of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. It's not a question of hefsed or cause. The question is, there's no gavra to, there's no balat, there's no bailam over here with whom to be Yotzei Sidei Shemayim. There's no address. You see, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, ho velo gazlan yoda velo nigzol yoda lekashum tainas bori lo tzorach lemeipak yedei shemayim. That's what the Mechaber says, because there's no towing. He means there's no gavra. So where the person says that I'm definite that I stole from you, but I'm a supik if I paid you back, so there's, he created a gavra by Ador's Baldin. So he created an address. Okay? But where he says, I don't know if I stole from you, and he doesn't know either, and there's no towing, that's why he says there's no towing. Because if there were a towing, you'd have an address. And once you have an address, then you're chayav what's his day shemayim.
So it's totally different than the original approach. The original approach was just simply
right. That's right. Totally different than the original approach. So therefore, in the Rambam's case, everything is good. Because since the Bilam of the Shore suffered a hefsid mamon, for sure, so there's an address. We know of a hefsid mamon for this person. So that's why over there, before what's a Shadeshim Mayim, it works. You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's a completely different approach here. What I'm saying is that b'bal lotzei sedeshim mayim, you need a definite gavra. What?
It's counterintuitive.
It's counterintuitive, right. You need a definite gavra.
Are so, you saying you need a towing? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, a towing would be a gavra, yeah. If the guy's a towing, that's why he says, since there's no towing here.
You're saying more than that, because even if there's no towing when the guy's a dog, when there's no dog, there's no towing either.
That's true.
He's making a towing. So
he's making a towing. Because a dog's balled in, kameid, and dummy. So he sets up a schaivus for this gavra. So there is an address. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that since ho v'lo gazlan yada, v'lo nigzal yada, leka shum tainas bari, v'leka shum tainas bari, lo tzorach l'mepak yadei shemayim, because there's no address. There's no gavra here. That's a Rashi saying. And the Mechaber picked it up. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, yeah.
And you explain in the case of the Peradora, because there it doesn't even come into the... there was an event. Animals got...
Well, there is a Bible.
You saw
there is an address.
There was a law somewhere.
The loss. That's his mama.
Yeah.
Now the question is, was I involved or not? So as long as I have a gavra of hefsid mamon, so I have chayav lotzei sedei shemayim.
Time is only in the place when you don't have events.
That's right. In other words, we are not sure there is even a gavra here that suffered a loss. So there's no baldover. That's the point. There's no baldover with whom to be yotzei sedei shemayim, because we don't even know if there was a loss here. So I don't have to put up money for... an event that I don't even know if it happened, he doesn't know if it happened, there might not even be a loss here, I'm not mechuyev. But if the guy was, that's why the Mechaber says, but if the guy were a towing, then he'd have an address. By virtue of the guy's taina. Okay, so the next point in the Rambam is in the other part of the tshuva. That he says, and this is what misled most of the Mefarshim, because nobody learns like he does. Namely, what he's saying is that where the Gemara says he's Pata B'dini Adam and he's Chayav B'dini Shemayim, that is going not on the Kosel, but it's going on the Nezek. Right? So the problem is, but the Mishnah says that the only time he's chayev on the Nezek is where it was Yikisha B'Makel, because it became a Gazlan.
What's Kisha B'Makel?
Okay, yeah, it would have stuck. So Kisha B'Makel. So how could the Rambam, so it would seem that the Mishnah is saying that if he wasn't Kisha B'Makel, he wouldn't be Chayev at all. But according to the Rambam, Chayev Bedine Adam is where he wasn't Zikisha B'Makel, because Because how are you going to have chayv b'dini odom with regard to the hezek? So he's learning that chayv b'dini odom with regard to the hezek is where he intentionally breaks down the fence to let the shore out in order to damage the owner by causing him payment. Okay? So therefore, when is it? So if that's the case, if when I let out the animal and I intend to let it out, I'm chayev in the dinei adam, so why am I not chayev in dinei adam if I wanted to be makisha b'makeo and I wasn't makisha b'makeo? But I still opened the fence. And opening the fence, I'm chayev. So that's the problem. Yeah. The zoo sheik she saw al dover zem in al listim she partsu mechitzas a deer bebriya shein chayev beniskel atziyotzi yuho avolim yotza meatzma paturin vare kishinoizu. Veshema zos hakusho shibsho hamafarish, achehem midover zeb atzmo shokos. So the Rambam didn't want to say, he said it's impossible to say it's going on the kosel, because by kosel ruah, are you going to say that what? By kosel ruah, first of all, what do you have to have the shore there for? Why don't you just talk about the kosel? And secondly, by kosel ruah, so it's a kli ruah, you're still chayef. You're not chayef to pay dollar for dollar, but so, but the question is that how could you say in the case of Pirtsuo Listen that on that case you want to tell me that your putter and you only chayev b'dinei shamayim, but in the same Mishnah you're telling me if I break the wall, I'm chayev b'dinei adam. Right? If I intentionally break the wall, I'm chayev b'dinei adam. So if I intended to steal it, and I didn't steal it, but I broke the wall, so I should be chayev.
This is on a bari wall?
What's that?
This is on a bari wall, right?
Bari wall. On a bari wall, right. Okay, that's the kasha. How could you have dine adam and dine shemayim in this case? If you're going to tell me pirtzu al listim is chayev, so it's always going to be chayev b'dine adam. And if you're going to tell me it's pater, so why is it kishu b'makal chayev b'dine adam? Okay, so he says v'zehu piruka. Hefresh gadol bein listim sheparzu hadir. There's a big difference between the listim that broke the enclosure, ubein chavero sheparatz lifnei bemas chavero, shehal listim kavanosim lignoves habehema. It's the listim, their intention is to steal the animal. Ulefichoch calls man shelo dehitzi uo mershus abaylim. Lo nischayvu b'gnevo, the lo nasis b'rishusim. Okay, that we understand. Ube'eis sheyotzi uo v'nasis b'rishusim nischayvu b'nizkeo. Avo emini chuo shom, hare lo osu ha'hezek sheneschavnu lo sheyeh gnevo. So they were mechavad to do gnevo, and they weren't successful in doing gnevo. Ulefichach chayim p'turim. Avo aparetz geder b'fnei bemas chavero ain kavanas olimov. But a person that breaks together, he doesn't have any kavanah to steal. V'lon ischaven elo shetetze abehema v'tazik v'yischayev ba'al leho b'nizkeo. U'lefikach u'chayev ba'oso nezek sh'nischaven metchilu asoso k'din kol amazikim. V'zeh hefresh gadol. All Ram says hefresh gadol. But he doesn't explain what's the hefresh. I mean, because he wants to say that chayiv b'dinei adam, And Chayav Bedina Shemayim is going on the same case, where they broke down the good wall. But if they broke down the good wall and they stole, they actually hit the animal or Kona, then they're going to be Chayav Bedina Adam because of Kona. But if they broke the wall itself intentionally,
the listen,
but they didn't want to steal. They weren't listening real. They wanted to cause the guy damage, so they intentionally broke the wall to cause the guy damage. They're also chayv. But if they intended to steal and they didn't succeed, but what happened was the wall was broken, then the chayav only bedine shamayim. Okay? Yeah. Because the Gemara says that if the wall was a broken down wall, so then it's chayav bedina shemayim. But if the wall was a kosel, that's good, you're going to be chayav bedina adam. So how could that be if you're telling me that I'm only chayav when I want to steal? Right? But the Gemara makes it clear, because the Gemara says, what kind of a kosel? If it's a kosel, so then I'm potter. If it's a kosel bari, I'm chayef. Okay? Now there it's talking about, it has to be talking about breaking down the wall vis-a-vis breaking shmira. Because he's not talking about a kishut b'mata. He's talking about the wall. If it's a good wall, you're chayef. That's what the Gemara says. For sure. So how am I chayef on a good wall? But I wasn't Makisha B'Maka. So Ram says, doesn't matter. Because if you're Makisha B'Maka, so you're Chayav because of Ganav. But then you're Chayav because of Geneva, and you're Potter on breaking the wall. Because the Mishnah says only Makisha B'Maka. So therefore, I have to deduce that I'm Potter on breaking the wall. But from the Gemara, you see clearly, if the wall is a solid wall, I'm Chayav. So which case is that? It's not a kishur b'maka, right? So the Rambam explains that both are true. That the Mishnah that says only kishur b'maka is true when he came to steal. And agav orcha, he broke the wall down, so then he's putter. On the wall, on the hezek. But the Gemara that says if the wall is solid, you're always going to be chayiv. That's speaking where he intends to break down the wall to cause the guy damage. It's a different case than the mission. Okay, because he's talking about the wall. So which case is that? That's only if it's a bad wall. But if it's a good wall, you're going to be chayav b'dinei adam. How could it be? The Mishnah says you only chayev if it's a kisha and he's kona the animal. So the Rambam says, no, it's two separate cases. The Mishnah's case where he kisha, he's definitely chayev. And if he wasn't makisha, he's definitely potter, b'dinei adam. Because he didn't intend to break the wall, he intended to steal, and he wasn't successful in his intent. But the Gemara, where it says if it's a good wall, you're always chayev, that's speaking in a case where he intends to break the wall and let the animal go loose. Okay? So there, he's considered chayev. So the question, of course, is, what's the question on the Rambam? The question on the Rambam is, Adam mu'ud li'olam. Adam ha'mazik is always mu'ud. Bein Or, Bein Yoshon, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Onus. He's always Chayev. So if you're going to tell me that when I intentionally break the wall, I'm Chayev, So if I intended to steal and it happened by accident, so I wasn't mechavein, so then in that case I should be chayiv anyways, because other more liolam, bein mezid bein shogeg. Right?
Should require tisha b'nakom.
That's right. So he shouldn't be. So even if he misses the kisha b'nakom. But if you're going to tell me that when I intend to break the wall down, I'm chayiv because I want to cause the guy a loss, so why am I not chayiv now? Because you don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid. So it's true I was shogeg with regard to the wall, but other mamazik is always chayiv. That's the question.
You can ask the question this one, I'm more low, and then it's all right. You don't have to ask it because of the contradiction.
Okay. It's in the first paragraph, Chava Lamazik. The Rambam says, in Halacha Yiralef, Adam Muad Li'olam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Or, Bein Yashan, Bein Shikr, in Chava Bachavero, O Hizik Momono, Mamon Chavero, Mishalem, and Ayafish of Shibin Achazach. Pamed Varma Murim Shay Yashin Chayav Lashalim, Bishnayim Shay Yashnu Ki Echo, Venishapech Echad Nehem Hizik is Chavero, O Kara Bigdo, Avol and Moya Echad Yashin, Ubo Achav Shechav Bitsido, Ze Shebob Achron Huamu. Interesting, huh?
You know about the person that clearly went to sleep.
Okay. Then he repeats it again in Perek Vav. Hamazik Mamon Chavero Chayiv L'Shalim Nezek Shalim Bein Shaya Shagei Bein Shaya Onus. Arayu Kimezi. Keitza, Nafa Menagag, Vishibar Shavar Sakalun. He fell from the roof and he broke the Kalun. Ocean Niskal or a trip, Kishu Mahalach, Venafal Alach, Vishavro, Chayev Nezek Shalom. Shenema, Amake Behem, Yishalmeno, Velochilek Akasav Ben Shogeg Lemezi. It's funny, before he doesn't quote anything, he just says the Yuchayev Ben Shogeg Lemezi. Then he goes on, the Echad Ahorig Behem Toshel Chavero, or Shover Kelov, or Korea Begadov, or called an Echad. Bamed Devar Mamurim Rishusan Nizik. That we only say is it applies to the being in the Rishusan Nizik. Avol Rishusan Mazik. But if you're in the Rishus HaMazik, Eino Chayav L'Shalem, Elim Hizik B'Zodom, Aval B'Shgogo Ba'ones, Potter. Okay. Yeah. Then he has a case, he has another case where he's Ola Basula. Okay? He's going on a ladder. So he says, Vinishmatash Liva Mitaftav. And one of the rungs broke. Vinufla Vizika, and it fell down and it was Mazik. Imlo Hoysam Udekes Fachazoka Chayev. If it wasn't really tied or it wasn't in place properly, strongly, so then he's chayev. But if it was strong, the nishmita, and it broke, or she slia, or rotted out, or is a potter. Shezum maka b'dei shamayim. The chen kol kios v'zeh. V'chol elu advarim v'shus ha-mizik. Avo v'shus ha-mazik, potter ha-shi yischavim l'hazik moshe b'yam. Okay, so v'shus ha-mizik, we make all these distinctions. But if it's so then then you have the case of the latter where it's not even considered shoga, even though it should be chayva shoga. Okay, well, not interested in particular in that case. But I just want to go over the main idea. So what's the main point here? That over here in Perek Vav, he's talking about Niske Momo, right? But in Perek Aleph, he's talking about Niske Adam
and
Mama. And Mama. And Mama. And Mama, okay.